You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Time to check the weather forecast with the guys at Earth Risk Technology out of Chicago, Illinois. Mark Russo is with us. Mark, let's start with the number of inches of snow that fell. Who had the greatest amounts over the weekend?
Well, it seemed like the biggest range here, some south central Illinois, southern south central Indiana here. Range is generally 6 to 10 inches. I think there's some isolated heavier amounts here, but it was confined really to central and southern parts of the state. Up north here in northern Illinois, we barely got a dusting. So obviously, system stayed more to the south here, And then we had also precip extending all the way farther south of Illinois as well.
There is another system that's coming through. Does it have a different target for it?
It looks maybe a little bit further south compared to this weekend system. It does look like just another kind of wintry mix here. And at least on the northern extent of the precip shield, which looks to move into southern Illinois, I would say over off of the Champaign-Urbana area, it does. Like most of the precip will actually be south of there, but that could certainly change here as we approach this system here coming up on Wednesday and Thursday of this week. But overall, southern Illinois down through actually northwest Mississippi and through Tennessee, that's actually where the core of the more wintry precip is going to be aligned. It's going to be a mix of snow, freezing rain, sleet, an ice storm here from areas of central eastern Oklahoma all the way even upwards in that swath across Tennessee, even upwards to Pennsylvania in that. So another kind of big wintry mix hazardous weather system here. There is good news, at least beyond this week. It does look much warmer coming up next week, which is going to then reduce at least the risk of a wintry precip here across much of Illinois, at least for the time being.
My understanding is that freezing rain or ice storms are one of the hardest events to call correctly. Why is that the case?
Well, a lot of it has to do with your column of your temperatures within the column of the atmosphere. In order to get really freezing rain, you need at least a column or a portion of the atmosphere aloft that is above freezing. And if that column is deep enough, it produces more liquid rain, but then that falls into an area closer to the ground that's below freezing. And we just don't have the data here to really sample large areas here of the Midwest, or for that matter, any kind of area across the U.S. And so, at least to get really nitpicky, you can have a few areas here where it's more capable of seeing freezing rain, and not that far away, 50, 60, 70 miles, it can be more sleet or froze. It's a very, what we call, mesoscale and complex system.
Well, thank you so much. That, of course, is Mark Russo, and wraps up the Closing Market
Report. Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.